provided to people requiring them through the surgical institute. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Director. There's another comment online. That is Mr. Mamadou Koulibaly concerning Ministry of Security and Civil Protection.
Thank you, Mr. Minister, for your permission to speak. Now, concerning the question of the reform of the security sector, leads me to make the following comment. What we can say is that, I must say, this reform of the security sector has occurred to meet the complex challenges facing us in terms of security in our country. Therefore, it is the wish of the high authorities of our country, and we have been implementing this reform. What we can say about reforming this sector is that it had two initial phases. That is, the process of the DDRI, and the idea was to set Mali off on the path of serene peace. This reform helps us to establish in our country restructured institutions and to bring physically and psychologically people back onto the right path and to redeploy the security forces of Mali so that they can preserve the territorial integrity of the country and support the reestablishment of the authority of the state throughout our territory. The National Strategy for Reforming the Security Sector and its Plan of Action 2022 to 2024 was adopted through the implementation of this reform. To strengthen this body, a National Council for Reforming the Sector of Security, the CNRS, as we call it in its acronym, has been established. This is a strategically oriented body which is presided over by the president of our country. This body is assisted by a coordination technical unit and a ministerial committee, which are in turn backed up by the DDRI sector in their activities. As part of this reform of the security sector, we can also single out major efforts which have been undertaken. Inter alia, the implementation of the Plan of Action for the Security Reform Policy, the ongoing disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration of combatants, the DDR, and lastly, a continuation of the process of reintegrating combatants. That's what I can say concerning